time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
12 to 11. I'm wondering whether he's got an American accent or not. He's been away touring the States. Donald Trump was about third in line after this bloke hit there. Let's go. Dave Carlson, welcome back, mate.
Good morning, Sean. No, I'm an Aussie through and through, mate. Love the accent. They're the people who had the accent. That's what I was telling them when I was over there. But it's terrific to be back, although being on holidays does remain a short price favourite. Sean, I was very happy. I saw a lady with a greyhound as a pet in Boston, of all places.
Really?
Boston in Massachusetts. And yeah, and I saw another one in Santa Monica in California. And speaking of American greyhounds, while I'm here, I've noticed more and more greyhound sires from the United States are being used. I noticed that vials of another former star US chaser are now in Australia. RT's Bojangles. I checked out this dog, an All-American in 27 and 2018. 88 race wins, 148 starts. Jack Zapala and the boys in Brisbane are hoping he will do well. So good luck to you, Jack. I guess you can get in touch with Jack if you want to know more. But, Sean, from coast to coast, absolutely wonderful time. My great Aussie mate, Lee Diffie from Brisbane, who is now a motorsport and sporting commentator with NBC. I hung out with him in Connecticut. I saw some live music, caught up with some Aussie friends in California. But I can tell you now, America's great, but Australia is still far number one.
Still call Australia home. Disco, you'd be singing that as you came into land, I reckon.
I certainly was.
Now, Neil Staines is going to join you. Lightning Vision fired up at Wentworth Park on Saturday night.
I tell you what, he sure did, Coz. He ran group time, Lightning Vision, in a fifth grade in the opening race, a sizzling 29.53. And trainer Neil Staines is our guest today. Good morning, Neil. He got a bit of room to move early and put on a clinic at the end, scoring by almost 14 lengths.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, no, he did. No, it was very, very pleasing. Very pleasing, mate. It puts a spring back in your step when you get something that comes along like that.
Yeah, that was his fourth start at Winnie, and his best beginning at the Glebe Circuit, 5.47 to the first mark. And his box manners were like they were for his first few starts at Goulburn, Neil.
Yeah, well, he's a funny dog. He likes to seems to like to see the track a few times, and hopefully that's what the case is this time. He's gotten better. But the time didn't surprise me any. Like I did before the $1 million chase came up. I took him down and gave him a post to post, and he went 24.06, which is, you know, unheard of. And so the time, the dog, I knew the dog, if he began all right, he'd be around that mark.
Yeah, well, his run home of 11.64 on Saturday night was tremendous too. I tell you, it was great to come back from the States and hear the battler, Timmy Newbold, calling. But he's building great strength. I heard Timmy, when did I hear Timmy the other day? I can't remember where it was, because I know he's been up in Newcastle as well, but the 11.64 on Saturday night, amazing.
No, that was great. He's burning the candle at both ends, which is a sign of a good dog. So at the moment, we can't be more happy with the dog, the way he's going.
He's building very, very good strength. And Neil, Lightning Vision, of course, won the Zoom Top Maiden Final at Goulburn, then the Goulburn Final of the TAB Million Dollar Chase, and also took out a heat the Goulburn Cup, and now I believe the Group 1 Paws of Thunder, which is going to be contested in January at Wentworth Park, is his goal.
Yeah, well, look down that way, Dave. As you know, you can't get too far ahead of yourself, but that's where we're looking at the moment. In between time, we'll try and give him a few easy runs around, a bit of confidence, and maybe head down the highway to Melbourne and give him a look at the two tracks down there for something later, if he steps up to the plate later in the year. Something big might come up down there.
You chose not to take on the preludes of the TAB Melbourne Cup just to give him a little bit of extra time. So maybe 2020 can be his time in Melbourne.
That's what we're looking at, mate. That's what we're looking at.
Neil, when is Lightning Vision's next start?
He'll probably be nominated for Wendy on Saturday night at this stage.
Okay.
Another fifth grade. He's still eligible there for a fifth grade. And we'll just take it week by week from there.
Okay. Well, Neil, you bookended the card at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. You won the first with Lightning Vision and then the last with Gumby's Rhino, also from Box 2, in a personal best 30.08. Now, that greyhound broke his maiden in a best of meeting 24-75 at Goulburn in October and has since had five starts for two wins and two placings. So he's certainly a consistent customer for you.
He is, Dave. They like to be on. They're on the pace runners, and they need a little bit of luck early. The Rhino dogs, and he's probably the pick of them. But there's a Tinks Rhino. He won it while you were away. He broke the 30 barrier, and Gumby is probably a 2 lengths better dog than him. So they're fair dogs to have in your kennel. Anybody be happy to have them.
Yeah, both of them, Gumby's Rhino and Lightning Vision, they're both by Kinloch Bray as well. Now, Neil, as they say, one door closes, another door opens. While Saturday night's winners are powering for you, your smart race bitch Bogan Dooney has been retired with 18 wins and 19 placings from 69 starts and $78,000 in prize money. Are you going to breed with her?
We sure are, mate. We're just waiting for her to come on season now. We're tossing up the dad to be either Richard Lenny or Mapunga Blazer, which gives you the Barcia Bale night.
That's a very good line to have. Of course, Barcia, unfortunately, no longer with us, but that's a tremendous line. So I look forward to hearing more about that. And Neil, let's look forward to Goulburn tomorrow afternoon. You've got four runners. You've got Rhino Joe in race one, Jack's Road in the second, Bogan Way in race five, and last start winner Mr. Maisie in race 10. Can you give us a positive lead about any of them?
Yeah, I like Mr. Maisie. He's boxed well in the last. And the old dog Bogan Way, if he steps and they leave him alone for the first couple of strides, well, he'll be very hard to beat.
Okay, well, Bogan Way in race five could be a one-off standout bet to open up the quaddie. But, Neil, as always, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on your double at Wentworth Park on Saturday night and all the very best going forward with Lightning Vision. We'll have a look for him at a few Melbourne starts and, of course, in January in the Group 1 Paws of Thunder series. Thanks for being our guest on Going Greyhounds.
Thank you for having me, Dave, and it's been good talking to you, mate.
Thanks very much. Neil Staines there, Sean.
Yeah, now, good news. What's happening with Feral Frankie? He's right up the sharp end of the betting for the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, absolutely. I've been following the Feral while I was away. Great run to be placed in the Top Gun, of course. And, Sean, the Feral is $9 with Tab to win the Tab Melbourne Cup at Sandown on Friday week. So $9. I'm sure Jack and Marie Smith have had a little bit of that, maybe a little bit more. You could have got about $14 early on. The equal $7 favourites are Hooked on Scotch, which was brilliant in the shootout the other night, getting up in the final stride. Also, She Must Shine and Who Told Stevie. So $7 for that trio. The Tab Million Dollar Chase Champ, Good Odds Harada for Frank Hurst, is currently $14. And the box draw for this Friday night's heats are going to be done tomorrow morning. The field should be out around midday tomorrow. And Sandown Media Chief Mick Floyd is going to be a guest on Going Greyhounds next week in the lead up to the final. And on Tuesday of next week, Mick is going to be in the studio with the Big Sports Breakfast team. And he'll also be on the catching pen next Tuesday week evening. So it'll be good to have Mick up in Sydney ahead of the Tab Melbourne Cup. Heats this Friday night, Sean, the final Friday week.
Yep, now we've also got the Greyhound Racing New South Wales Middle Distance Final Thursday at good old Dapto.
Dapto Dogs, you betcha, cos. Slingshot Hammer for Robbie Camilleri set the time standard of the four heats, scoring in 34 and 44, just ahead of Sorry Scott for Andrew and Adam Crouch, which clocked 34 and 45. She's Got Soul for Pete and Jody Lagoziani won Heat 1 in 34 and 69, with Rockstar Prince for Andrea Daly scoring in Heat 2 in 34 and 56. So all the best to owners Chrissy Nutt and Sean Evans, who also have Rockstar Melody in this Thursday night's final. Good luck to all the participants. And speaking of Dapto, Sean, I was following the news on the court proceedings while I was in the States, and I really have to say a huge well done to Tony Mestrov and his Greyhound Racing New South Wales team on keeping racing going at this iconic South Coast track. We've got the Group 1 Dapto Megastar going ahead next month. So, good news, Dapto, it's still on the board, cos.
All right, we had the big Richmond Maiden at the weekend.
Indeed, Sean, and a well done to trainer Rob Tyler, Zipping Brady from Rob's Kennel, owned by the Hallinans, bolted in by 5 lengths in 30 and 65 on Friday night to make it 2 wins from as many starts. The Greyhound is a son of Fernando Bale and Pink Bandana and earned $10,000 for winning the Richmond Maiden Final, and I reckon kicked off a pretty big birthday weekend for young Camo Hallinan. Camo, I hope you had a good time, and of course it was your good mate Jason McKay's birthday as well, so a double-headed celebration, no doubt, cos.
Right, now we need a few tips. You first up misspelled this guy. You got to go well.
I reckon we'll get the chocolates, I can tell you. Bathurst is in the twilight from 3:20 this afternoon, one of three New South Wales meetings. The best bet is in race 8, number 3, Miami Sioux. Race 8, number 3, the value bet. Race 10, number 2, Why Worry Czar, 10-2. Nowra is on this evening from 6:07. Best bet comes up in race 9, number 4, Brother's Gift, 9-4. The value bet, race 8, number 4, Sweet City Woman, 8-4. While Grafton races tonight from 6:15, best bet, race 10, number 1, Copperhead Rogue, super consistent from the rails alley. The value bet, race 7, number 3, Kiani Jack. And please note, cos, this Thursday's Maitland meeting will now start later due to forecast hot weather. The first race at Maitland on Thursday will now jump at 6:30.
All right, good on you, Dave. Good to have you back, mate. Glad you enjoyed your trip, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning when we go greyhounds again.
Too right, cos. Looking forward to it, mate.
It's 11 o'clock, Sky Sports Radio.